A quick correction about one of our past episodes before we start today. This regards the episode Animal Magnetism. If you haven't listened to it yet, go ahead and skip ahead in this episode about 30 to 35 seconds. During the episode, I said what Franz Mesmer had discovered was hypnotism. The terminology is incorrect. What Franz Mesmer actually discovered was hypnosis. Hypnotism is the study of hypnosis, not the act itself. Thanks for your time, and now on to today's episode. Hi there, welcome to Word Story. My name's Austin, and if you've been listening, you know there's two things I love. I love etymology, and I love history. So what I do with this podcast is I combine the both of them and tell interesting stories behind words we use every day. But I don't want to tell you what the word is right away. I want the story to reveal the word. If you follow along, you'll probably be able to guess what the word is at some point. Let's get started. Today's word is one that is no longer widely used, but it's one I think everyone will know. It was a very common word in its day up until a few decades ago when it fell out of fashion. But the story behind this word takes us to the northeastern United States during a revolutionary time in the country, the beginning of the modern feminist movement in the mid-19th century. Our story today focuses on a woman named Amelia Jenks. Amelia is not as well known as some of the other names in feminism, but she plays a role just as important. Born in the town of Homer, New York in 1818, Amelia Jenks lived a modest life and received a short formal education before moving to Seneca Falls, New York. Here, Amelia became entrenched in the temperance movement, advocating the abstention of alcohol. It was also here that Amelia would meet her future husband, Dexter Bloomer, who owned and published the local newspaper, the Seneca Falls County Courier. Amelia and Dexter would go on to fall in love, and eventually marry. Dexter supported Amelia's cause and encouraged her to publish articles in the newspaper regarding her activism. He even gave up drinking to support her cause. Over the next few years, Amelia joined several temperance organizations around Seneca Falls, but found herself rejected from many due to the fact that she was a woman. But she continued to publish pieces in the Courier in spite of this. In 1848, Amelia attended the first official women's rights convention, the Seneca Falls Convention. She didn't directly participate, but here she met leaders of the feminist movement, such as Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony, who both encouraged her to start her own newspaper to spread awareness of her temperance ideals. The following year, Amelia did just that. Using the resources at her disposal, she established, published, and edited the first ever newspaper run solely by a woman. It was called The Lily, and covered issues such as temperance and abolition. Amelia thought a paper was the best way for a woman to get her voice heard, and The Lily soon caught on with female readers. What initially started out as a small, narrowly circulated paper eventually had over 4,000 readers. Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony, who, strangely, had not yet met, both helped encourage Amelia and shape the direction the paper took. Amelia started to move the paper to cover more social issues, with the help of her new friends, and it soon became a force for women's suffrage and rights reform. Along with suffrage, temperance, and abolition, one of the issues Amelia Bloomer was passionate about was women's dress. At the time, women's clothing was incredibly restrictive, and in many cases, very painful. Amelia wrote about reforming women's clothing several times, and looked to eliminate the tight corsets and dresses that were commonly worn. In 1851, temperance activist Libby Miller met Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Libby Miller had started wearing what she considered to be a much more sensible outfit. A shorter skirt on her dress, with loose-fitting pants bunched up at the ankle, similar to many modes of East Asian dress. Stanton immediately began wearing the same style and quickly showed the new outfit to Amelia. Enthralled with the new fashion, Amelia wrote about the clothing choice in The Lily, and encouraged women everywhere to take up this more sensible and comfortable way of dressing. Amelia wore the pants everywhere she went, and they soon became associated with her, eventually picking up a new name. Everywhere she went, any loose and reasonable undergarments worn by women were then referred to as bloomers. The name stuck and evolved over the decades to encompass all women's underwear, until falling out of fashion in the mid to late 20th century. Amelia would go on to introduce Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony to each other, sparking a feminist reformation that would eventually result in women's right to vote. Amelia wore her bloomers for the better part of a decade, but was mocked mercilessly by the male press. Eventually, less restricted dresses were invented, and Amelia dropped the bloomers in 1859. But she remained committed to the cause of women's rights, however, and would go on leading suffrage campaigns across the Midwest until her death in 1894. A statue of Amelia stands in Seneca Falls, depicting her introducing Stanton and Anthony to one another. Freedom comes in all forms, shapes, and sizes, and even something as seemingly minor as dress reform can lead to big changes down the road. So next time someone your grandma's age starts talking about their bloomers, just know that they're talking about freedom. Today's episode is brought to you by Lexi Ariano Hall. If you want to meet Lexi, you can usually find her at Hurricane Harbor. So if you see her, please say hi. Today's episode is also brought to you by some very funny friends of mine who have a podcast themselves. If you're looking for a spooky, hilarious thrill ride, please check out Sinisterhood on any podcast platforms. Heather and Christy explore the more, well, sinister side of life in this very funny show, and I encourage you to check it out. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and if you did, please leave a review. It can be really helpful for me, and it's greatly appreciated. And I hope you'll join us next week for a new word and another story. Thanks for listening.